Sports with Katie Nolan is presented by Coors Light, the beer made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey guys, it's Katie Nolan and I got a podcast. It's coming out next month. It's gonna be great, which is what everybody says, but this person here means it. We're gonna talk about sports. We're gonna talk about not necessarily all sports. We're gonna have guests. We're gonna play games. It's gonna be awesome. The thing is, we couldn't figure out what to name it, as you can see by the fact that it's called TBD with Katie Nolan. So I figured with this pod preview episode, I would bring in some friends and we would do a bracket to decide what the name of this podcast should be. So I'm joined by my producer, Ashley Braband.
Hello.
Who is an expert in brackets, actually, as she was on what Bleacher Report called the best sports show on television, winner's bracket.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. What year was that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. That was in the year of our Lord. Oh, boy. She was bracket master.
Yes.
Was huge. Very excited to have you here.
Thanks.
And also, we are joined by David Jacoby.
Hey.
Hi.
It's Jacoby.
It's David Jacoby, but I don't think that was important.
No, I'm very excited about this. I'm actually honestly excited about this. Not particularly this episode that I'm going to be on, but listening to them moving forward.
Wow. That's a good start. Thank you so much. So I chose
Jacoby
because...
That's what's called a compliment sandwich.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, I chose Jacoby because we're kind of going to figure out this podcast here with you guys. And he is not just a wonderful on-air talent, but also... what's your title?
I'm a coordinating producer too.
Yeah.
Ooh. I believe is the title. But I think in reality, it's like guy who also works on podcasts aside from David and Jacoby. Jalen and Jacoby. I just renamed the show.
Podcast
to you and you. You just renamed the show like Katie
That's
and
Nolan.
That's
the show Nolan. I want it to be. That's the show I want it to be.
That was kind of amazing. So yeah, the podcast is named To Be Determined right now. And we're going to determine that because it's hard to name things. And so I figured we would make content out of it. Instead, because the last thing I named, Garbage Time, RIP, was it took me a while to find that name. And when I found it, it was this eureka moment of there it is. It's amazing. And, you know, that becomes the property of whoever you were working for when you came up with it, unfortunately, legally. So we can't have it.
As you know, I've said to you the first time I met you, I said this to you. I love the title Garbage Time. There's so much to love about it. It was self-deprecating. It was sportsy. It had time in it. It had everything you want in a title. We can't use it. So I tried to make Garbage Time the name of this podcast. Didn't work.
What do you mean?
You told me that you were working for Embassy Row when you thought of it.
Yeah.
Embassy Row is headed by man in blazer, Michael Davies. So I texted Michael Davies and I told him that if he had that intellectual property, that perhaps we could work out some sort of a deal. Initially, I offered that we would cook dinner for him in exchange. And then I upped that to we would allow him to use the title Cold Pizza moving forward. I didn't really clear that with any ESPN lawyers, but I thought it would be maybe like a trade for a trade. You know, that we could give them cold pizza and they would give us back Garbage Time. And then he pointed me to the fact that Garbage Time is not owned by him, but it is owned by Fox Sports. And I considered emailing some executives at Fox Sports and I was like, what am I doing here?
You couldn't
like,
think what, of an email address?
Yeah. I was like, what am I really doing here? Like, what's really happening here? And then that's where that. So I think we're going to have to come up with a new name.
Okay.
I love Garbage Time.
I'm glad
Time,
that
though.
You determined a thing I already determined. So what we're going to do, what we decided, is I asked my friends, my new coworkers who I love, and some people who have podcasts that I like, I asked them what I should name my podcast. And since this show is going to have games and stuff in it, and we have Bracket Master, Bracket Master Braband here, we're going to do Bracket. We're going to pit everyone's name choices against each other, and we're going to pick a winner, and that's what we're going to name the podcast. And as I say that, I realize this could end really poorly for me, and I just would like to say that I can executive veto if we end up somewhere that I hate. But no, I'll buy into the bit. This is going to be the name of my podcast. We're going to determine it today.
So
this is exciting.
I'm excited.
I always like to think when it comes to logos that it would be something you get tattooed on yourself. So like this could potentially be like a permanent thing.
I have a tattoo that says TBD. So
perfect. Good. I'll plan on a cover up.
I got there and I was like, I don't know yet. So just TBD.
Please hold it.
I'll come back. Okay, so
is that a real thing? Or, wait.
No, I don't have any tattoos.
Oh, I thought that was a real thing. That's a cool tattoo.
Should we jump right into the bracket? Because this is episode zero and it was supposed to be 30 minutes.
Let's go.
Okay. So starting off, we've got the one seed, Bill Simmons, up against the 16 seed, a Twitter user named Dex M.
Good name.
Bill's suggestion was Katie Nolan's day off. What he told me was that this should be fun and not that serious. And so he saw it as Katie Nolan's day off. And Dex M's idea was don't at me, which I sneaky love. Yeah, Jacoby, your face says you sneaky love it as well.
I think I like Dex M's more than Bill Simmons.
And I like where Bill was coming from with the idea, but I also think it doesn't necessarily roll off the tongue. I don't want to feel like I equate myself to Ferris Bueller.
Mm.
So it's almost, I mean, don't at me is just, it's quick.
Here's one thing I always do with show titles is, and I want you to do this with ones that we're really considering, say welcome to insert title. Welcome to Katie Nolan's Day Off doesn't sound as good as welcome to Don't At Me, I'm Katie Nolan.
That's true. I always like to think of, like, can it be shortened into an abbreviation? What do you think?
I think it moves on.
You think Don't At Me moves on?
There's one thing that Bill's good at. Bill's good at, like, I don't mean to, like, bog this down with actual facts and stuff, is people will search this. So, like, you kind of need, like, your name in it. You know what I mean? So that's why, if you know, it's like
clear,
the Bill Simmons podcast or whatever.
Dex M did say Don't At Me with Katie Nolan.
Dex M goes through.
Yeah.
Great for Dex M.
Yeah, it's a huge... He just took out Bill Simmons in the first
early, though,
round.
And it wasn't even close. No, that was a blowout.
I know. As soon as I said Dex M's suggestion, your face was like, oh, no.
That was pretty good.
Next up, we've got my favorite podcast, The Great Debates. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of it. It is the best. It's a bunch of comedy writers. They debate things. It's fantastic. Dave King, Steve Healy, with a little bit of an assist from Megan Amram, a comedy writer you might know from Parks and Rec, Children's Hospital, The Good Place. She's phenomenal. They came up with Nolan with the Homies.
Mm. Mm.
Nolan with the Homies. Do we have to pay for that now? Whatever.
No.
Okay, so that's going up against Peter Schrager, my former coworker from Good Morning Football on NFL Network. If you're up at that hour, I'm not. He suggested The Sports Center with Katie Nolan. So as you'll see, it's a play on the popular sports program Sports Center. He put the word the ahead of it and a space between sports and center. The Sports Center with Katie Nolan up against Nolan with the Homies from The Great Debates. What do we think?
I mean, I love me some Peter Schrager, but we know which way this is going.
You do?
Yeah, Nolan with the Homies. Your name is in it, and it's got like, hey, I'm going to have people around, and we're just going to casually talk about stuff. We're Nolan with the Homies.
What if we can't book a homie 1 week? Let's just say, I like to look ahead. Worst case scenario, we can't book a guest. Uh-oh, what do we do? Nolan with the...
Text me. I'll come on.
I was going to say, can you be our emergency backup situation every week?
Yeah, that's basically how I am on everything that's not Jalen and Jacoby.
Oh,
that's fair. Yeah. All right, fine. So I feel comfortable with Nolan with the Homies moving on. Ashley?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay. All right, next round we have the Pod Save America hosts, Crooked Media. That's Jon Favreau, Tommy Vietor, and John Lovett. They have submitted sports and cooking. Sports and cooking. And they said you just never get to the cooking part, which I actually kind of love. Hold on, we'll get to that in a second. That's going up against Ryan Russillo, our very own. And his was, you don't Nolan from Adam.
Sports and cooking, and then not delivering on the cooking part.
It's kind of a good bit of like, welcome to sports and cooking. I'm your host, Kate Nolan. Today we're going to do all the sports stuff, and also we're going to cook some dish. And then at the very end, you'd be like, sorry, I didn't have time to get to the cooking. Today.
No, you could also, you know, today we're going to talk to so-and-so about so-and-so and like this thing that happened. And also I'm going to teach, we're going to learn that you're going to do a specific dish every week.
Yeah.
Like, and also a vegetable lo mein with bok choy and
said,
hot
right?
mustard.
I just thought if you added the actual dish.
Yeah. If you added the dish part.
Yeah. Bok choy. I don't think that's what it's called, but I do appreciate the effort.
Well, that was, I didn't think we got
thank
to
God
my
he's here.
Submission yet, but that was it.
God,
man.
He's here.
Just trying to add. I thought it was like, I could never say no, like improv thing. Like, no.
Yeah, sure. Okay. No, so I love that. And also, another reason I love it, it sets us up for that Blue Apron sponsorship.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yeah. Should you do a practice one?
So I was thinking just the point of this episode is to get you guys used to what the podcast is going to be. So right now is where we would have an ad. We don't have any ads to read yet, of course, since we're not a real podcast. But I just wanted to display how good I am at reading copy that comes from you. I'll read any copy that you send me and gladly take your free products and promote your website and or podcast and or product. It tastes great or feels good or makes people like you more than they already do. So be sure to check out this ad that I'm reading right now. Now back to the podcast. Cool. So we're in the next round. So we're saying that,
like that.
Sports and Cooking made it through, right?
Yep.
Sports and Cooking. Big up to Crooked Media. And in the next matchup.
So we're halfway through, right?
No, I should see the ad should have gone halfway through, but we still have the end of this side of the bracket, which is Mina Kimes from senior writer at ESPN, the magazine, up against Jacoby.
Ooh.
Ellsbury. No, just kidding. It's David Jacoby. He couldn't get Ellsbury. He wouldn't respond to my text messages. So Mina Kimes submits, "Do you even play?" Which, for a woman in sports, for those who aren't women in sports, it's a thing we hear often when we have a sports take. Did you even play? How could you know about that sport? You never played the game. So did you even play? Solid submission from Mina Kimes.
Mine is going to seem like
stupid.
I'm piggybacking on a smart one. Well, first, I was going to say the BS report because we own it. You know, like every time, the problem is we don't own it. The BS report would be great. Right? You know what I mean? Like we own that one. That's why he had to change his. So you just be like the BS report. A lot of people would search the BS report. You get like a lot of subscribers thinking it was Bill Simmons. I just thought that would maybe work. That wasn't my serious suggestion. My serious suggestion was kind of like the Crooked Media guys. And this is actual serious. Let Katie cook. And let me just explain it. It's like a little like, oh, you know, like how it's like, oh, he's cooking. James Harden is cooking tonight and he's doing a lot. Like, let Katie cook. Let her have some time to like work on it. And also there's a little bit of like wink, wink, like I'm a chick in sports and people are going to say like, go to the kitchen, blah, blah, blah. So that is my pitch for let Katie cook. That being said, it's not that great of an idea. Let's be honest.
No, it's not that bad of an idea. It's just almost unfair because if you win, let Katie cook is going to go up against sports and cooking.
Ooh.
And you only got Let Katie Cook after you heard Sports and Cooking.
That's not fair. That's not fair. It's written down right here in this paper. I thought of it before I got to
is
Sports and Cooking.
Is there a timestamp on your paper?
Yeah. That's a great question.
This is all being recorded. No, I didn't. Come on. I mean, look, I'm a terrible person with no morals. I'm a terrible person with no morals.
Right.
But I wouldn't just be like, oh, that's a good one. Let me just like flip it a little bit. I would do that. You're right. But I didn't in this case.
So you just totally admitted that you did that just now. So.
I did not do that just now.
Yeah. So what are you submitting? The BS report in which you want me to get subscribers because they think it's not hosted by me.
Exactly.
Or Let Katie Cook, an idea you stole from my three friends at Crooked Media.
Let Katie Cook.
Okay.
And, like, are you guys really friends or do you just, like, at each other once in a while?
No, we, excuse me, I've been on the podcast Love It or Leave It. I was on the first episode.
Oh.
Yeah. Inaugural.
I heard the first episode is really just where you use your, like, C-list guests. I'm
no,
just
that's
that out
episode
there.
Zero.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, that's my bad. My bad.
So Let Katie Cook is your official. It's not bad.
It's
just
got
now
a
I feel bad
vibe,
because, like, I think,
and
if the,
a little...
I think if we had the Crooked people in on this, they'd be like, oh, that's a better version of what we submitted. And we all would have just agreed to do Let Katie Cook. And then we would have been able to use their spot on something else. You're just
f***ing
everything
sensitive.
Up. You're here to make it easier.
I'm
and instead,
I'm sorry.
You're just putting
I'm
your
sorry.
Bok choy all over my entire bracket. And now it's just a mess.
I'm sorry. That is my actual honest suggestion that I did think of before
no,
I
sure.
heard the other one.
Right. Okay, so we've got Did You Even Play from Mina Kimes up against Let Katie Cook from Jacoby.
What if there's somebody who's named Katie Cook? Then that gets super confusing.
Katie Couric. Katie Couric.
Let Katie Couric.
Let Katie Couric.
Just
like
let her Couric.
Or you could be like, and at the end of this episode, after we're done talking about sports, we could also, I'll teach you how to make Katie Couric at the end of this and then not pay it off. That's my idea.
We can edit that out. Okay. Oh, here's a fun thing that we'll find out when we listen to it back. I wonder if I can say the word f*** in this podcast. We'll find out. Okay, so We're going to say, did you even play?
Did you even play?
By Mina Kimes. Moving on to the next round. All right, our next matchup. Picture Me Nolan up against Unspecified Role. What do we think?
Picture Me Nolan is pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Can I just pitch it? Because it's an audio thing. You know what I mean? So it's like Picture Me Nolan. Because I'm just listening. You're listening to me pitch. While I'm at the... I don't know. I liked it. Picture Me Nolan.
Like Picture Me Rolling. You get what it's a
reference to.
Yeah, no. It's just you made it sound like it was about... Okay. The other one is Unspecified Role.
Oh, I see what that is.
Because my press release said that I had a pretty unspecified role. I don't know if it said those words.
It didn't.
I don't
know. That's my problem with that one.
Okay.
In 4 or 5 years, I don't think you're going to have an unspecified role. And that just makes me seem like that's like something that someone delivered to the table. Like, oh, this is just an unspecified role. Like, what? Is that rye? Pumpernickel? No, I don't know. It's bread, man. Like, it's unspecified.
Just table bread.
Okay. Okay, so we're choosing Picture Me Nolan.
Yes.
Okay, Picture Me Nolan was a submission by Ian Carmel, the host of my favorite podcast, All yes. Fantasy Everything, which I highly recommend you subscribe to. They do fantasy drafts of just things, like who you'd want to on your side in a fight.
Of course.
Like who your brawl gang is.
Yeah.
It's an episode with Kyle Kinane, stand-up comedian. It is hilarious. If you need an episode to start on that one. It's great. Anyway, an unspecified role came from Wingo.
Yeah.
Good. Did he spell role with an E?
Yes. It's not about food. You've got to get the food thing out of your head. This is a podcast.
Food podcasts are very popular.
You are starving. Did you film right before this?
Food, yes.
Have you not eaten in like, you haven't eaten like 3 hours.
Food podcasts are very popular.
You should get a snack. The next one is from Dan Lebatard, kind of. I reached out to Dan Lebatard and said, hey, doing a thing with Bracket, trying to come up with a name for my podcast. And he didn't answer me and then retweeted my tweet from his Twitter account saying, our fans like to do stuff like this. Go. Which is a total f***ing cop-out.
Mm.
Couldn't take 2 seconds from his day. I should ask Stugatz. Anyway, we picked somebody to represent Lebatard. And so Dan Lebatard's entry is Nolanoscopy.
Yes.
I feel strongly the other way about that. I wouldn't have given it an immediate yes. Wait. I got to tell you who he's going up against. He goes up against my Uber driver. like I said, man of the people. It was an Uber Black. So, I'm just kidding. It was an Uber X VIP. And so I asked him what I should name my podcast. He said, what? I said, I'm getting a new podcast. What should I name it? And he said, what's a podcast? I said, it's a show. What should I name my show? He said, what's your name? I said, Katie Nolan. He said, The Katie Nolan Show. It's a logical progression. It makes a lot of sense. So we've got The Katie Nolan Show up against Nolanoscopy. My God.
I'm going The Katie Nolan Show here.
Yeah, you said that like, oh, controversial take, but I think maybe we don't name it after a medical procedure that nobody wants ever. No one was like, man, I loved that Nolanoscopy. You wouldn't even feel comfortable saying that because you'd be afraid somebody thought you said colonoscopy because what's a Nolanoscopy?
See, Nolanoscopy should have been in the press release. That's what should have, not unspecified role. It should have been like, we just performed a Nolanoscopy.
Wow, yeah, that's actually a good point.
Right? I'm surprised Deitch hasn't written about that one yet.
Deitch? It's definitely Deitch, and he's definitely going to cry now knowing that you don't know how to pronounce his name. He had one job.
I'm sorry.
Deitch. Richard Deitch. Shout out Deitch. Richard Deitch. Okay, so we're going to eliminate Nolanoscopy, because I can't. It fails your test. Welcome to Nolan Cancer. I'm your host, Katie Nolan. It just doesn't work for me. It's too dark. So we're going to go with The Katie Nolan Show. Shout out to my Uber driver, whose name I should have probably learned.
Can I do a 10-second personal story? Ten seconds.
Yeah.
My Uber driver this morning was named Ashshot.
Wait. Ashshot
will be arriving soon.
Colonoscopy.
Ashshot will be arriving soon. I was like, oh, will it? That sounds exciting.
I did have a suspect breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
I did have a sausage McMuffin.
I was just about the cellulite removal, you know? I do want to plumb up these cakes. I hope I need an Ashot. Does arrive soon.
How many stars did you give Ashot?
Oh, I don't really rate them all the time, but let's move on.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, because it's so hard now. Usually they used to make you and have to like, go back in the app and
wait,
rate.
Wait, so
it's
this like, is interesting. No. You tip them every time.
Yes.
But you don't.
Most of the time if I have small bills.
Oh,
but
see,
I do that not because I tip them, but not because I want to do something good for another person, because I want to guarantee myself a good rating.
Yeah, and does it work? What's your rating?
I haven't checked lately, but it's in the 4.7 range.
Yeah, 4.7 is good. I just dropped to 4.69, which nice, but not nice. Like, I'm upset, and I think it's because I've been having other people in the ride with me that are like, oh, why are you taking a left here? You should make a right. And I just give them a quick backhand that's like, don't you my star rating. Mm. I take Uber like 5 times a week. I can't have a 4.69.
I have a 4.69.
What is that?
I got an Uber for another person that then texted me later and said, I got into an argument with the Uber driver.
Oh, that's tough.
And I was just like, we're not friends anymore. Yeah. It's that simple. Are not friends anymore.
That's a fireable offense. That's tough. Mm. That's why you don't get Ubers for people.
Shout to Ashot.
Shout out to Asha. So next up, we had Rachel Nichols slotted in here, but she's on a plane that's taking off and has not texted me back yet. So I'm going to have to make the call and give her spot to the bracket master.
Yes!
Ashley Braben. Ashley, do you have a suggestion?
Yes.
Your reaction tells me that you don't. I can get it from someone else.
No. Pick me. Put me in, coach.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Ready. Entertainment. Sports. Katie Nolan.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to
ESKN.
Okay.
But you have to tee it up like that every time.
Every time.
Yeah. Well, I can do it.
I like it.
ESKN.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Worldwide Eater.
No, that's Jacoby.
Does that kind of like, isn't Bill Simmons Podcast Network so that it would be BSPN? Are we kind of biting
off? No, that's totally coincidence. Total coincidence. No.
Yeah.
Total coincidence.
Right, sure. So ESKN.
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm just going to cross out Nichols so she doesn't get credited with that. Make sure that all credit for
all credit goes to me.
Goes to Ashley.
The bracket master.
And bracket master is going up against my best friend, Hannah.
Oh.
Shouts to Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shouts to Hannah. This is now best friend versus best friend, kind of.
Oh, I was about to say, how many best friends do you have? That's my next follow-up question.
That's my mom.
How many people are mad right now?
My mom taught me that at a very young age. You can only have one best friend, which is a weird lesson for her to prioritize. Of like, she's already like narrow down your group. Like your crew can't be too big. So if you have you can have a best friend and then a tier system below that.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can be elite.
Yeah,
you know, so you can't have a bunch of Joe Flaccos. So, but Hannah is my best friend, and she is currently with child. Congratulations to Hannah.
Hannah.
Yeah. So by including her in this podcast, I think I get to be godmother. I'm not sure.
Only if she
podmother.
Wins.
Podmother.
Wow.
That was one of my ideas that I didn't pitch.
Thank God for that. But Hannah's idea... Where is Hannah's idea? Hannah's idea was it's not that serious with Katie Nolan. Not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
No. I mean, it's not... It's
I would want to Google it.
Sports Katie Nolan
thanks,
level.
Katie. Right. Yeah. I'd want to Google it to make sure that's not already someone's podcast. That feels like a... That's what
Grace
she
Helbig.
Said. Like one of those.
Yeah, that does feel
like a Grace Helbig. Maybe that is.
It's not that serious.
Not
goes
that
through.
Serious. But wait,
what?
Is that? Oh, wow. You said it right to
it
her face.
It goes through. Oh, yeah. It goes
can
through.
Can somebody
you
Google it?
Yeah. Let me look it up.
That's
and
not
I won't.
Happening.
Because Grace
Why?
Helbig's is something like that. Not too deep. That's too close. It feels a little too close for me.
I'm also picturing it in the Joker voice, like the why so serious.
Oh, and people make fun of me because they say I look like the Joker, so we can't use that. That's like
That's a
common...
great compliment, though,
no,
by the way.
It
you
is
look like
not.
The Joker?
A compliment it's just, in
it's
what
so,
world?
I'll say it's kind of weird because it's so obviously not true. You do not look like Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger, and like, you know, whatever that guy's name that won an Oscar that played the one in the Suicide Squad movie I saw on an airplane.
Jared Leto.
Yeah, you don't look like any of those people in costume or out of costume or whatsoever. So it's almost like being like, yeah, you know, like you kind of look like a kind of like an anteater. It's like, what? That's just so far from the truth that it
yeah, but
hurt
you
my
know
feelings.
What they mean. You know what they mean, and that's what matters. I don't. First of all, I wouldn't mind looking like Jared Leto.
Yeah, Jared Leto's not bad.
Very pretty man.
He is. Yeah, he's very pretty.
Also,
Heath Ledger too.
Sneaky offensive that you know how to pronounce Jared Leto's name and not Richard Deitch. You're focusing your attention in the wrong places. But no, what they mean is that the edges of my mouth go up when I talk, and when I talk and smile at the same time, what an awful person I am, I look like the Joker. I get what they're saying. It's just like, I get it a lot. And so why so serious? It's kind of meta, actually. I'm coming back around
that's what just happened to me, too. It's not that serious.
Why so serious? It's not that serious with Katie Nolan.
Why so serious?
I'm totally biased, so I'm going to keep pushing the bias in my favor.
I'd like to look you in the eyes.
Oh, boy.
You seriously think if this all ends and ESKN makes it and wins,
ooh,
you'll feel good that we named
just
the podcast?
Just give up that dream.
Like, ESKN?
I
think
when
deep
she said,
down.
Look me in the eyes.
Yeah. I think
eyes,
deep down
like,
if we named it,
talk.
If we named it ESKN, you'd be like, I'm so sorry. I just wanted a W, but now we have to call your podcast Entertainment Sports Katie Nolan.
That's a pretty good delivery, though, that time. So here's the thing. I do genuinely like ESKN over It's Not That Serious.
One,
Kate, that's your vote?
Yeah.
That's your vote?
You guys,
that's your opinion?
There is one pro that we're ignoring, which is if eventually I don't work here anymore and that name has to stay here, I'm not sad. I'm not taking ESKN with me somewhere else and be like, why can't I call my podcast ESKN? I hated it from the jump, so I'm happy to let it go.
Did you just have a gavel?
Yeah. Okay. It's good. Visual cue jokes on a podcast. Always land.
Always
I'm really
plays.
Experienced.
Always land.
Always plays.
Okay, so.
Hannah goes through.
Okay. The last matchup. Oh, I didn't even realize that we seeded it this way. It's me versus my mother. Which is actually the name of my autobiography.
It's like, you only get one best friend.
Yeah, this is what you get, Cammy. Cammy Nolan, you only get one best friend.
What's Cammy short for? Cameron?
No, Camille.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you sounded like you're passing some judgment there when you said, oh.
You're reading into it.
Yeah.
Look, I'll be rude, but I'm not going to make fun of your mom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for the sake of the names that she submits, you can. She's a tough lady. She's going to probably reply to you about it on Twitter, or you'll get a phone call.
That's fine. Go. Give her my number.
So my mom called me. She was having a good day. My mom called me and said, what did you come up with? And I was like, you were supposed to come up with something. And she said, all I keep thinking is Katieology. And I was like, do you like that? And then she just went off the rails. Then she just started naming words. And she said, Nolanology. And I was like, we're going in the same vein. Then she said, Katie Nolapedia. I don't know. This is when I realized my mom might not know what a podcast is. So it's totally fair for her to be like, internet thing, Wikipedia, Katie Nolapedia. Web M. Katie. Like, I don't know what to... So,
Katie Leaks.
Then she said we should do a Garbage Time spinoff joke, Trash Talk with Katie Nolan, which I was like, that's a good mom answer. Then she was with her friend Reggie, and Reggie may have gotten the gold.
Ooh.
Reggie said, stop playing.
Ooh.
With Katie Nolan, which I like. I also don't know if it feels as authentic to me as it should. To which my mom said, what's a good white person saying?
Stop playing is not cultural. Like, look.
I feel like I'd have to put the G on it. Stop playing.
Stop playing. Yeah. You don't want to have the apostrophe. Then you look like you're reaching.
Yeah, but stop playing looks like, oh, just chilling in my crib. Like, it's not a, it's not, it changes the whole thing. She also threw out there, please. I said, that's strong, Cammy. We should get off the phone. Go have some water. Just drink a water.
Have some snacks.
Have some snacks. Fill the bird feeder.
Katieology is probably the one your mom liked the most, but stop playing.
I don't know if she liked it.
It
was just like it was stuck in her head. It was like she couldn't.
She was like, I named you. I named you. All right. Yeah. So let's just let you can name your own podcast.
Technically,
I started
the
this.
Uber driver name is my mom's because it's the Katie Nolan show. And my mom came up with that name. So.
Again, shout to Ashot. I'm going to say that Dip Stop Playing is probably the best. It's got a sports thing. I mean, trash talk isn't bad either, but it's like, it just, it kind of like.
I couldn't. It's not.
You need a clean break.
All right. Well, first of all, we haven't even said what she's going up against. So we're going to say either Stop Playing, or I'm very partial to Katie Nolopedia. Just roll.
Clean Break is a good one. I'm throwing that out there. Clean Break is a good name for a podcast.
Makes me think of Point Break. And also, I'm clearly not the authority on a clean break. I think if anyone in the industry could not have a podcast called Clean Break, it's me.
That's fair.
Or Bill. My submission, and I feel every day I change my mind on how strongly I feel. Some days I'm like, that's the name, and other days I go back and forth. So, sports with Katie
Entertainment.
Nolan. Entertainment. Nope. Oh. Sports with Katie Nolan. Let me pitch it to you.
Okay.
It's generic. It's quick. It's to the point. It says what it is. I can see it graphically popping when you're looking at the list of podcasts on iTunes, and it's at the top. So you would click on it. I can see it being like, whoa, what's this? The With Katie Nolan would be really small, and then the sports would be the main part. We could do sports period. I would actually be fine with sports question mark. That's sort of, it sort of sells the like, is it sports or is she just talking about her Uber driver? It's a little bit of everything. I think it's to the point. And importantly, if this podcast lasts for 15 years, as we all know it's going to, it's not like, oh, that was funny when they came up with it and now we're kind of over it. The only detriment of garbage time was that if I got successful, it was like, oh, this doesn't actually apply anymore.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. So, but sports is never going to not apply. Also, think of the merch. Shirts that just say sports or I love sports or I listen to sport. Think of the conversations you're having with your friends. Do you like sports? I love sports. Do you listen to sports this week? Sorry, you want to talk or you want me to just keep going? I got a lot of thoughts.
No, you did a good job there. You did a great job selling yours, first of all. I'm going to say it's much better than Stop Playing. Okay.
Yeah, so it goes through
better,
to the next
better
one.
Than Katieology. It definitely goes through for the sake of this conversation, and we'll talk about it again when we get back.
That's
around.
A really good idea. Cause it's I was a good just producer stop answer. You. Yeah, that's a really good. Because I just realized we kind of burned ourselves on all of these. Should I put it through with a period or a question mark? Do we have any thoughts, or do we want to talk about that later?
We'll leave it open.
I'll leave it open.
TBD.
Okay. Next round.
It's exciting.
We have Twitter user DexM with "Don't at me" up against. The Great Debates, Nolan with the Homies.
I think now we're getting down to like, we're going to pick four to pick from. So it's time to stop playing around and
don't.
Good
stop
point.
Playing.
Sorry.
Stop playing.
I mean, personally, I'd say "Don't at me" would be, I would suggest that above Nolan with the Homies.
Nolan with the Homies, full disclosure, was the name of my fantasy team. Which I loved,
mm-hmm.
But I also feel you can't name something professional after your fantasy team. You can't make a job out of fantasy football. Isn't that right, Dop?
Like a direct shot, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the voice of Daniel Dopp, by the way.
I was just going to say, shout out Daniel Dopp.
Yeah, if Daniel Dopp, and he's like the podcast guy.
He's a pod god. So
that's, yeah, he's the pod god.
The pod
he's
got the voice.
Yeah. It's called the pod voice in the industry.
It's called the pod voice?
The God voice, voice
the
of God.
Voice of voice pod, pod is what you meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen,
get it right or
listen,
pay the price.
If you're looking for accuracy or intelligence or experience, you would have never had me on.
Also, I come from the school of you should name segments or things that you do after things you actually say. And I say don't at me a lot.
Well, that seems like the easy answer then.
Yeah. I cannot believe a Twitter user is going to take out Bill Simmons and then my favorite podcast, The Great Debates.
Yeah. Look, all ideas are just unbiasedly evaluated here in this podcast, except for Ashley's, which she is completely biased about. You're looking hesitant before you put this one through.
I'm starting to realize this is actually going to be the name of my podcast, and so I'm putting a little bit more thought into it than like funny, yeah, funny, yes, joke, joke, bit, bit, yeah, bit. Yeah. It's like, no, wait,
yes,
hold on.
Yes.
Don't, yeah, at me with Katie. No. Okay, yeah, no. Don't at me is going to move on. Okay, next up we have Sports and Cooking from Crooked Media up against Did You Even Play from Mina Kimes. This is tough. This is tough. Both, this wasn't on purpose, both kind of playing off of me being a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sports and Cooking is like a get back in the kitchen joke, getting out ahead of it. Yep. Did You Even Play? Same thing.
I would say that Did You Even Play is not fully gender specific, you know?
Yeah.
As like a dude who talks about sports that, like, you know, plays pickup basketball twice a week. Like, no, you know.
You'd be surprised.
Did You Even Play is applicable.
Though your logic is sound, still, we get it more than,
of course,
you.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And by more, you mean like a billion times more. So,
I,
yes,
mean, I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, you feel comfortable,
yes,
saying.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, I'd say we, fair, get it a lot more because our tiny, yeah, brains couldn't comprehend how to throw a ball into a hoop. That's, we, so, know you could, Katie, know how to do it. We just don't.
Katie, now that we're getting forward, now we're getting into the final four, like, tell me which one you think should go through.
That's like real cop out. I brought you here to help me. And
oh, I've gotten. I know who's going through. Did You Even Play is going through.
Oh, it is.
Oh, I Sports disagree.
Ooh.
Oh.
Controversy.
Oh.
Controversy.
Sports and Cooking.
I think you want people to know what they're getting if they see the title. Sports and Cooking. You. At,
okay,
least have
an
idea.
Now back that up with logic, please. If cooking's not part of it.
Yeah, but that's like the repeatable bit. Right? Like, so Sports and Cooking sports with Katie Nolan is like, okay, I know I'm getting sports, and then the cooking's like the extra. Because it's not only going to be sports, it's going to be sports and other stuff. So cooking kind of gives you an out to move beyond sports, you know, into the box choice.
But not to cooking. I like Sports and Cooking because I like its built-in Matt Damon.
Yeah.
It's got its own Matt Damon. Like, welcome to Sports and Cooking, the show where we talk about sports and maybe get to cooking. Like, something like...
Think about the logo. It's just like less words. A lot of words. Did You Even Play with Katie Nolan? Like, how are you going to put that in that tiny little thumbnail?
Mm.
Sports and Cooking.
Well, and we're going to have to make room for where it says ESPN, because, you know, ESPN's not going to let podcasts go out without a huge ESPN on it.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah, that's why KSPN or ESKN doesn't work.
I wish I could change my answer now, actually.
To what?
To don't, in parentheses, stick to sports.
It's way too late for this.
I know.
It's way too late for this.
I'm sorry.
I thought I told you the rules.
You did.
You are literally the bracket master, and you just Cinderella'd your way.
You just busted everybody's
Katie
bracket.
Nolan.
That's what you went with.
I know. I'm sorry.
This is, seems like we're all kind of struggling with this. Two good ideas.
I know.
Katie, make the call. Make the call.
Oh, fudge.
Sports and Cooking.
You think so? You are so strongly the other way. This is what I do in relationships.
On.
This is what I do in relationships. For the guy, I'm like, I feel strongly this way, and they're like, I feel strongly
Chinese,
this way.
Then Chinese, I, then sushi. I mean, Italian.
Then
I mean,
no,
I
but
care.
Then I go to their side,
McDonald's.
And then they yeah, take yeah, the side I took, and then we're just
that's
arguing.
Not unique
it's
to you.
Really
that's
bad.
Not unique
it's
to you.
So
yeah,
bad.
That's a normal. That's very normal behavior. That's very
no,
normal.
Are you
behavior.
Sure you don't want Chinese? Because I was actually in
yeah,
on it when you said box choice.
You said it.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I have a real take on this.
What?
I feel strongly about sports and cooking for this reason. Like you said, they're both a nod to you being a woman, whereas sports and cooking is like a playful one, and Did You Even Play is kind of like questioning your authority. And I don't want to question your authority every week.
Then why do you?
It's a personal decision.
She's like, I do that every day, not
yeah,
every week. Let's be clear.
Just, you know,
like,
not in public.
That's my
public
role. Yeah.
Dop, what's your ruling?
I really like Sports and Cooking because yeah, of what Ashley said, where it's like, you know you're going to get sports and the built-in Matt Damon. That's immediately what I thought of was, oh, sorry, we'll get to cooking next week. Ran out of time.
Yeah, right. Sports and Cooking is going through. And also, like, it does come from a playful place, whereas, like, Did You Even Play comes from, like, I'm responding to criticism, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I already know you don't like me and I don't even care. But it's like, clearly you do.
Yeah.
You named your podcast after how much you care.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. That's why we're not naming it Why So Serious. We're going to run into that same problem when we come to the other side of taking criticism people give to you and making it the headline of your podcast. We should just call it, you're overbearing. Okay. Getting real personal. Real personal. Over to the other side of the bracket. We got Picture Me Nolan from All Fantasy Everything up against The Katie Nolan Show from My Uber Driver. See, this isn't fair. I'm doing what you said now. I'm pitting who I like more.
Well, the Uber driver.
I like the Uber driver more than Ian Carmel yes. by a long shot.
I would say that the Katie Nolan show should go through. Because there's a thing, like as someone who's like, you know, title stuff, there's always like, what if we just went with the most basic title in the world? You know, it's like it's called like nightly news. We didn't call it like, hey, let's get caught up with the world with Brent Musburger. He doesn't do news, but whatever. Dan
what
Rather, whatever.
Do?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say my personal vote is for the Katie Nolan show. We've wasted too much time on this because neither of those are going to be the name of your podcast. And we all know it. Let's be honest.
Okay. So then if that's how we feel, then I'm just going to put Picture Me Nolan through so I can remind you to listen to All Fantasy Everything hosted by my friend Ian Carmel.
Done.
Picture Me Nolan.
Because if we did all of this, imagine we sat here and talked for this long and we ended up with the Katie Nolan show. It's like that's
yeah,
ridiculous.
Right? What a waste of everybody's
what
time.
Are we doing? Yeah,
but it
yeah.
would set the tone for what this podcast is, which is like, we're not going to accomplish much. Yeah. But yeah. All right. Last matchup in this round, we have It's Not That Serious from my best friend Hannah. Up against sports from me. Sports. I'm picking sports. I mean, I'm glad we're all on the same
page.
Sorry, Hannah. Did we want, you said you wanted to discuss further. Are we going question mark, period? Do we care?
We'll do that in the next round because I think that's a big distinction.
Okay.
It's a big distinction. Let's do it now then. Fine. You're in charge.
No, we can do it in the next round. But it's like, if it doesn't make, I know. I told you I'd do it. Constantly.
You really do
we're
that.
Dating
yes,
now. Congratulations.
So
It's Not That Serious is out. Sports is in.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And we'll discuss punctuation in the next round. All right. So in the semifinals, first matchup, we've got Don't At Me from, again, random Twitter man Dex up against Sports and Cooking from Pod Save America. This is tough. This is where dreams are destroyed, hearts are broken, tears are shed. But we've got to make the choice.
I'm going to go sports and cooking, and here's why.
You shouldn't feel like you got to make the choice. You can also work through it together.
Work through
That's why I wanted you here, producer.
Well, here's one of the things. Well, the part where I said, like, here's why was where we're going to do that. And here's why. There's something tonally off with Don't At Me that doesn't seem to
you
match
say it funny.
Your
say
personality.
That again.
There's something tonally off with Don't At Me.
Oh, he said At Me the
like
first
an E.T.
time. It's not Etsy.
I do say, yeah,
it's at.
Yeah, I say at sometimes.
The symbol is the letter A. Like, it's in no way. Nobody thinks. It's not an
I know. I caught myself halfway through and was like, ah!
Yes. Abort! Abort! When you say ampers, people are.
It's not an ampersand.
No other word starts with ampers.
I totally just learned what an ampersand was, like, yeah. I don't know, like 4 years ago. But I would say that Don't At Me just kind of comes off like, it does have that, like, oh, like, I'm Northeastern, I'm kind of mean, funny thing about you, but it is also, like, it doesn't seem to be welcoming, as you were speaking about earlier. It's like, don't at me, don't interact with me, like, go away, don't bother me, because I'm right, and you're wrong.
Counterpoint, you know, you sound like me, like, that is how I, I'm like, whoa, is this a me impression? But also, there's a little bit of self-awareness in Don't At Me. It sort of evolved into, like, Delete Your Account was a segment we used to have on Garbage Time, RIP, and it was like, it evolved, it always was Darren Revelle, which was not by design, it just happened to be that way. But it was like a nice, playful, it's just a word the internet says, and that's why
yes.
I like it, because it nods to, like, I spend most of my time on Twitter. It's authentic to me. You give a bad take and you write "Don't At Me" because you know people are going to tell you it's a bad take. But the heart of the name comes from, like, I'm going to say my opinion and please
Ooh.
Don't yell at me about it because it's just an opinion. I think, not to get too deep here, shouts to Grace Helbig, but it's like, I think the world nowadays, that's how good takes start.
Mm-hmm.
I think the world nowadays is like, when someone gives their opinion, everyone's like, oh, look at the trash opinion this person had. Let's hate them. And Don't At Me is like, it's just an opinion. It's just like, dudes got to do this in sports for years. So, like, I think I get a couple free years of bad takes instead of all my takes always having to be so good. So Don't At Me. Like, I think that Mighty Ducks 2 is the best one. Don't At Me. I don't want to debate it. It's just like, it's what I think. It's my podcast. You want to say your opinion? Start a podcast.
You want to hear my fire take?
Yeah.
Don't At Me is a segment on sports and cooking. I don't think it's an entire thing. I think it's when you feel that way. You like that is the perfect vehicle for it, but that's not the tone for your entire podcast.
Oh, that's not a bad point, Ashley. Whoa.
Thanks, guys. I won't talk for the rest of it now.
Don't at me. Segment name. Huh.
Shout out to Dexam.
Well, see, now we're getting deep in the weeds of, like, how are we doing segments on this podcast?
If we want.
You're the producer.
Yeah. I know.
What do you think, Doppler?
So let's make the case.
Hold on, I thought I was the
because you did a really
good job. I mean, you're both producers.
No.
You're both. Okay. She's the producer two.
I was a producer.
She's producer two. Right. She's so, producer one and a half. You're a producer, and then Jacoby's producer two.
CP two.
CP two. CP three is me.
That's Chris Paul. You did a really good job disagreeing with me because I think you're really good at disagreeing with people. But
what?
Like now. Do the thing where you are just an impassioned case for sports and cooking.
I think that it's a good self-aware bit, and it's baked in.
Yes.
Baked into it is like an ongoing joke. I think a lot of the difficult things about a podcast, like, how are we going to end it? And we know how we're going to end it. We're going to end it on, like, sorry, we didn't get to the Box Joy recipe. Box Joy. Recipe. So, like, I get it. But at the same time, let's say, crazy thought here, you have no idea who I am, and you see a podcast called Sports and Cooking. You really are like, those are my two interests aligned. And then you're like, oh, she's never going to do the cooking thing. Or you see a podcast called Sports and Cooking, you don't know who I am. Same scenario, except in this scenario, you're like, wow, they made a woman get a podcast about cooking and sports. A lot of people this day and age, let me tell you, nowadays, people don't look past the headline. And the headline is going to be like, Katie Nolan's new podcast, Sports and Cooking.
Sports and Cooking.
And people are going to be like, wow, she goes to ESPN and all of a sudden she's supposed to do cooking.
Is there a legitimate concern that someone would look at it and be like, I do not want a podcast about sports and cooking?
Yeah. I think so.
Like they might be like, I want a podcast about sports that's got an expert in sports, or I want a podcast about cooking that's got an expert in cooking.
And I don't mean to get ahead of myself here, but I'm going to because, again, it's my podcast. We could still do the cooking bit on a podcast called Sports. Whoa. At the beginning, we could be like, welcome to Sports with Katie Nolan. I'm Katie Nolan. Welcome to Sports with Katie Nolan, the podcast where we talk about sports, pop culture, and cooking. Blah, 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 blah. And then at the end of the show, apologies to cooking. We didn't get to you.
I like it.
All right. So we're going to put through Don't Ask
I love
me.
That you reached out to all these intelligent people. Like, there's a long list of, like, people I really respect that submitted these names. And Dex M is in the finals.
I know. I don't.
Wait, that means Don't At Me's going through?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I do, but I like your point about it being, I see
no,
the
just,
bracket
just,
wrong.
Just move.
Okay. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived at the finals. The final. I'm sorry. That's how the cool. We've arrived at the final. We've got, from Dex M on Twitter, Don't At Me, up against Sports ? With Katie Nolan.
You know how you've been kind of freaked out the whole time? I'm starting to get freaked out.
Yeah, I literally, that last round was having heart palpitations. I didn't know if I should stop down. I don't know what's...
This feels serious.
Nervous. Yeah.
I'm nervous too.
Yeah.
And I'm not, this isn't like a thing that I'm like trying to pretend to do.
Before we name the winner, in the interest of making sure we don't leave anything on the table, I do have an NIT that I compiled from all of the honorable mentions that didn't quite make it into the bracket. And I think I'll share those now before we choose.
Just let it marinate.
Just to give us a second to marinate. And also, in case anyone's like, I am willing to put everything on the line for that. Which I don't think is going to happen. But it also allows me to delay this decision just a little bit.
I can tell.
Bit
like, your indecision is impressive.
So in the NIT, we have from Mr. Woodhouse, Sports and Stuff, now with 36% more stuff. Told you, real winners here, real winners here.
Mm-hmm.
From Alex Hutnick, Garbage Time 2, Electric Boogaloo, which I like because that's a reference to a Rachel Nichols bit. I forgot to mention, I'll get to her in a second. Cole P. said, Last Take. Do you get it?
I get it.
It's the last of the takes.
Okay.
Like the Mohicans. Okay. Tim Devine, blue check mark. And to be clear, it's just his name. He does not have a blue check mark. I'm legally obligated to say that. He thinks we should name the podcast Eric.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of like going for people went with the Katie Nolan show. No, Eric. Name it Eric.
Eric. Yeah, just like you're naming a person.
Connor Schaefer said fourth and null. A little too punny for me, but.
I thought you were going to say Connor Schell, and I was like, just go with it.
Connor Schell said that one. Yeah, that one. Yeah. It's that
there
one.
There you go. Just move on.
MJ Gel, the Am I Suspended Yet pod, which is what I think this will be lovingly called behind the scenes. Tracy Tran said highly answerable. Do you get it? These are all jokes about other ESPN shows. Jeremy Troya said podcasty McPodcast face because it's the internet. Somebody had to say
that. Yeah, I just saw a lot of those.
Xavier said discussion protocol, which I don't hate until you dig too deep and we're making jokes about concussions. And I think maybe we steer away from that.
I thought that one was clever and I liked it a lot. Until you start thinking about until concussions you're like, oh, and wait people a being second. Concussed people and Tom aren't, Savage convulsing and you're just like, this isn't fun.
Yeah. John Rael said Mike and Mike. Which you should like because that's not being used anymore, and we have it. And if
also like a Beastie Boys song about a bum, but you guys are too young for that one. But continue.
Also, if you just ignore him. What? If you think about it, there are two microphones here in the studio, Mike and Mike. We just name it MIC and MIC. Your face just lit up.
That's amazing. Are you going to steal that for Jalen and Jacoby?
You can't. Disclaimer, anything used on this podcast is my property. It's the property of me, and you cannot use it. Maybe that's a new segment.
If I steal it, you would have to listen to Jalen and Jacoby to find it. So
I do that all the
go.
Time.
I'm sure.
We can make that a segment, Mike and Mike, where it's like two people. Oh, I'm writing that down. Mike.
We're getting really good segments.
Write it down.
Yeah.
Mike and Mike. Okay. Scott Riddle said, Katie Nolan nailed it. Which, I nailed it isn't that bad. We used to have a segment called Mailed It on Garbage Time, RIP. And then Sir Gregory said semi-Nolan.
Like semi-colon.
A quick update again before we make a decision. Rachel Nichols did text with a couple of answers. I know she didn't get in time for the bracket, but I thought I'd embarrass the shit out of her by reading these. She wanted to be clear her vote is for Mina. Which was, do you even play? I didn't tell her about sports. She'll be happy with it. These are, again, suggestions from ESPN's own Rachel Nichols. That garbage girl. A yard short. No, I'm not Katie Holmes. Grilled cheese. Her explanation was, people really love grilled cheese.
People love grilled cheese.
I love grilled cheese.
Seriously, I don't know Surrey. It's a Katie Holmes reference to a podcast name that I would not have used. So be naming your podcast after a suggested podcast name nobody knew about. Last one, the sports person. Okay, so then I think that's probably a Bill Simmons reference.
Yes, it is.
But to be clear, it says, I probably should have also told you I've started drinking wine on this flight already.
She's on a flight.
Rachel Nichols is living that first class life. She knows. She's drinking the free wine. Rachel, we won't use any of those.
I do think I probably should have told you I started drinking wine is a good potential name for your podcast.
Oh.
Good logo.
I probably should have told you I started drinking wine.
Yeah.
It's a little bit long.
It's a little wordy.
Segment. Write it down.
Okay, back to the action, folks. We've got Don't At Me versus sports. One from a random man on Twitter and one from the host of the podcast. Here's the thing. If a random man on Twitter names my podcast, I feel like I've maybe lost.
Okay.
The battle that I've been fighting, but at the same time, it's a damn good name. Don't At Me is a damn good name. Where are you both at right now?
Sports.
I've picked one that I like.
Ashley, you've also picked one that you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said it already.
You did. I was gonna hope that maybe we could take it out, but you did. You did say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Suspense is not your thing.
Nope.
Jacoby, you've picked one.
I have, and I've flip-flopped on this a bunch. As you know, this does feel like serious and like something that I should really like put my brain towards. And I like them both. And I ultimately think that, Katie, you should decide because you're going to have to say it for the next 6 months before it gets canceled or whatever. But I think Don't At Me should be the title.
What?
I flip-flop back and forth.
Yeah.
I was in on sports question mark first, but I think Don't At Me should be the title, and I'll tell you why. It just sort of like makes sense. You know what I mean? And it's welcome to Don't At Me. I'm Katie Nolan. It's like, welcome to sports. I'm Katie Nolan. Oh, how do I search that in Apple? Oh, just listen to the sports podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. So someone's going to go to like Apple iTunes and put in sports and not know the question mark is there. And it's just going to be like every podcast. It's not distinctive enough.
It has
and
my
there's
name
a little
in
bit
it.
Of con-
it would have my
a
name
little
in
bit
it.
Of confusion. If they search Katie Nolan, they're going to get it regardless of what it is. And there's a little bit of confusion too. It's like sports question mark. Like, huh? Don't At Me is like, I'm internet, I'm on Twitter, and I've got takes, and you're going to kind of want to reply to them, and I'm kind of mean.
The thing is, you can't make sports a segment. So like, if we're not naming it sports, and this is out in the ether, someone else is going to take that. Someone else is going to be like, why wouldn't I just name it sports? Whereas Don't At Me, let's say Twitter goes under. I'm sure.
Okay.
I mean, at is like Instagram too, I guess, all that stuff. But it's just like I fear we would be alienating people that aren't on those platforms. I know a lot of people that listen to podcasts but don't tweet stuff like that. And I don't want to make people feel like this is just for kids because kids probably won't. I'm older than I let on. I'm 30, so.
Okay.
25. No, I mean, I just don't. I think that Don't At Me, if I'm honest, when I go home for Christmas and I tell my family that's what my podcast is named, they're going to be like, what the f*** is that? It's like explaining a meme at Christmas dinner of like, oh, no. Yeah, so it's like,
Michael Jordan cried at this thing. It was a Hall of Fame speech.
So it's a dog like, sitting at a table drinking coffee and fire around him. And he's around, saying, yeah. I'm fine. Everything's fine. It's just not worth it. So I feel like we can make it a segment. You're right. I don't always have hot fire takes. A lot of the time I'm like, I'm not sure how I feel about this. And with Don't At Me, I can be like, you know what? I've got a take. Let's get into Don't At Me. And then we'll play some sort of, right, Dop? We can play some sort of fire drop.
Oh, yeah, we can. Yeah. Is Don't At Me brought to you by DexM?
Whoa. No.
DexM.
It's brought to you by Sirius DexM.
Okay.
Because that'll have the money. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah,
I'm so sorry. It's brought to you by It's Not That Serious DexM, which is when my best friend Hannah and DexM
comes on. She'll be on the show.
Yeah. That's It's Not That Serious DexM. It's a good, I'm in pun world now. I can't get out. So it's just going to keep happening. Okay. The difficult thing here for me is that sports is so simple. It's either stupid or brilliant. There isn't really like a, it's either like, wow, what an amazing idea for a name for a podcast. Why did no one ever name their podcast sports? Or it's like, you named your podcast sports? Like, it could go either way, and I'm not feeling confident that everyone's gonna be like, of course the podcast is called Sports with Katie Nolan.
So, think about your favorite podcasts. They tell you exactly what you're getting up front. Great debates. All fantasy, everything. Like, you know what you're getting.
You just named the only two podcasts I listen to. Well, Jalen and Jacoby. That
Jalen
doesn't tell
and
me,
Jacoby.
Just, that doesn't tell me what I'm getting up front.
They're personality-driven, right?
Uh-huh.
So, like...
Yeah, sure. That's what we'll call it.
This is...
Jalen's personality.
Yeah.
Sports question mark with Katie Nolan. You don't want it to just be called Katie Nolan, because you're a little more creative than just, you know, using your name.
The logo is really mattering to me in my mind, because I think that the right logo with the word sports would make people be like... Why didn't anyone ever name their podcast Sports before?
Sports.
It's so easy and simple. But I'm wavering on the question mark. I got to be honest. I feel like a period might be funnier.
Periods are never funny.
Why did we all
How
just laugh
that
after
not
he said
my
that?
Joke.
That
so
was
that's,
funny.
That is a new segment called Mike Dop. That's Mike Dop.
Yeah.
Where he just like...
Periods are never funny.
Dop the mic. Okay.
I have one more one more thing I'm going to throw into the mix.
If it's about ESKN, I'm not ready to say it.
I've moved on. This is real. No, I'm serious right now because I know this matters a lot to you.
It does.
She's making a serious face right now.
This is my serious face, and I use my hands a lot when I get serious.
Okay.
Okay. I've known you for a couple months now. Getting you to make a decision or, like, buy into something entirely without wavering on it 1,000 times is close to impossible.
This is a good sell. I hope we're going somewhere.
We are.
Okay.
You suggested sports as a podcast name weeks ago. And now today, when we're filling out the bracket, it's still the one you wanted to submit. To me, that speaks volumes about how strongly you feel about it.
Or that I just did other things and forgot to come up with another name for the podcast.
No.
Don't try to get an exit here with a joke. This is a serious face.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You overthink everything. You have been thinking about this in the back of your mind since we brought it up weeks ago, and you still stuck with it. To me, that is what makes it the easy victor.
And two people that will be working on the show that you trust.
Are we Dop?
I met Dop like 2 days ago. I don't know about trust.
I would trust him.
Okay.
That's a ringing endorsement, to be honest.
I would trust him. Is a ring,
question,
yeah.
Question mark. Question, question mark. Mark.
Ellipsis. Yeah. Tarot bang. it just feels like I keep coming back to, it just feels like the easy, obvious choice. I can't tell if that's like naming it the Katie Nolan Show, which is the easy, like, oh, cool. You came up with a podcast and you named it the Katie Nolan Show. You have a sports podcast and you're going to name it sports.
Yeah.
Is that smart and hilarious or is that like what?
I don't know how many podcast titles I say like that's a hilarious title. I listen to the podcast for the hilarious people.
That's true. In the grand scheme of things, this won't matter as much.
Who charted is hilarious.
Who charted is really good.
Hilarious.
And I think about that with All Fantasy Everything. Yeah. I'm like, oh man, what a good name. Like, All Fantasy Everything. It's like, you know exactly what it is. It also sounds cool to say. It doesn't sound like the fantasy show. Oh. I didn't, literally as I said it.
Wow. That was real. That was real.
Mic drop.
That wasn't on purpose. I meant
luckily it's not my name in the title.
I meant like the show that does fantasy things, but yeah, no, you're right. I don't know how to moonwalk out of this now. I really want to. But it's like All Fantasy Everything sounds cool. You know he's gonna be funny and it's gonna be cool, but it's also gonna be like kind of fantasy football, which it really isn't, but it is.
It's sports. Sports is the answer, and you can pick how you want to punctuate it.
I agree.
Sports is the answer.
I think we leave the punctuation up to you at a later date.
Let's have another bracket just for punctuation.
I'm so tired.
Episode 1.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if I can handle it. Okay, folks, so it is decided. The name of the new podcast is Sports with Katie Nolan.
Yay!
I like it.
And so that we're clear, Don't At Me is a segment we'll be doing, so don't take it.
Now you're licking all the cookies so no one else can have them.
And Nolanoscopy, I'm licking that too. It is 2017, the year when we... Okay, forget it. Okay, so that is it for episode 0 of the podcast. We went over by an hour, and unfortunately we do not have time to get to the recipe section. We were going to make a delicious chicken, broccoli, and brok choy. And so we will not be getting to that. Maybe we will get it next episode. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. The first episode, the real one with a real guest, drops January 10th. Again, it will be called Sports with Katie Nolan. Thank you, Jacoby.
Thanks for having me.
SimpliSafe Home Security is like getting commercial-grade, enterprise-level security, but for your own home. Think about the security Fortune 500 companies use. They need to know police are going to be on the scene immediately. This is exactly the kind of security you get with SimpliSafe. If there's a break-in, SimpliSafe uses real video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of the crime. And that means police dispatch up to 350% faster than for a normal burglar alarm. With SimpliSafe, you get comprehensive protection for your home.
outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. Plus, SimpliSafe protects your home from fires, water damage, and carbon monoxide poisoning. It's all monitored 24/7 by live security professionals. You can set up your system yourself with no tools needed, or SimpliSafe's experts can do it for you. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. Go to simplisafe.com/Nolan today to get free shipping on your order, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplisafe.com/Nolan to save on home security today. Simplisafe.com/Nolan.